This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. After 22 years in the U.S. Senate and 4 years as governor of Alaska, Frank Murkowski could be facing the prospect of life out of office. In order to win a second term as governor, he first must survive tomorrow's Republican primary, and his prospects look dim. Murkowski faces two strong competitors and a record that many voters in Alaska are unhappy with. Ann Sutton reports from Juneau on the governor's troubled campaign.
It's hard for people to admit their faults, and I'm no different.
In a recent campaign ad, Alaska Governor Frank Murkowski faces the camera and the voters head on.
It's become painfully obvious that many of you are questioning your support for me. Whatever the reason, I admit I'm not perfect.
It's probably as close as Murkowski's come to publicly admitting his re-election bid is in trouble. But independent polls show the 73-year-old incumbent trailing well behind two Republican primary opponents, former Wasilla Mayor Sarah Palin and Fairbanks businessman John Binkley. But his attempt at a mea culpa may not resonate with a lot of undecided voters. Busy new mom Laura Hosey is considering the alternatives.
As far as I'm concerned, the current governor has done a lot of things wrong. So I would say someone who has done the opposite of what he has, who would do the opposite of what he has done, and try and repair some of the damage that he's done.
Murkowski's unpopularity might seem counterintuitive. Income from oil makes up 80% of state revenues, and record prices have resulted in a hefty budget surplus, though it's taking a hit from the recent Prudhoe Bay shutdown. Meanwhile, Murkowski's been working to clinch a deal to build a $25 billion natural gas pipeline to Canada. You'd think that would create some political capital, says University of Alaska political science professor Clive Thomas.
Generally speaking, governors would be popular in that period, however they came across, but it doesn't seem to work with Governor Murkowski for some reason. I think that personality is the thing that probably has put people off the most, I would say.
Murkowski started alienating Alaskans right after his election as governor with a series of unpopular decisions, from appointing his own daughter, Lisa Murkowski, to fill the remainder of his U.S. Senate term, to eliminating a bonus program for elderly Alaskans, to doggedly pursuing purchase of a $2.5 million state jet for his use as governor. His gruff and overbearing style also rubs some people wrong, but the former banker is trying to convince voters to focus on the future instead.
And we're about to embark on the greatest significant event since statehood, and that's the gas line, because it'll anchor the economy into this state for the next 50 years.
At this recent public television debate, he cast himself as the candidate best suited to bring a gas line to Alaska, and most likely in November to beat former two-term Governor Tony Knowles, the likely Democratic nominee who's seeking a comeback. So far, though, the Republican-led state legislature has criticized Murkowski's proposed gas line contract with three oil companies, and despite his efforts to push it through, lawmakers have put off action until after the election. Although Murkowski has suggested in recent campaign ads that all he really needs is a personality transplant, voters will decide tomorrow if more radical surgery is necessary. For NPR News, I'm Ann Sutton in Juneau, Alaska.